Hey guys, this is Mike Vedano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
It went all the way to one this time, at least. Normally it skips two and one.
I know, it almost always goes to six, for you at least. I never see six when we...
Stars win!
Oh gosh, that was loud. We're all wearing...
6-3! Ha!
Stars win, final score 6-3 in... And actually finish it in the third period. So
Line A who?
Right, exactly. And tonight, Chris and I are joined by our own father, David Chambers. So everybody, welcome David to the podcast. Hi, say hi, Dad.
Howdy. Howdy, everybody.
So he's going to be an extra voice for, especially for me tonight, because I didn't get to watch, like really, really watch the game. So
it's because Ryan's not committed.
Oh, it's called a job. Which you know nothing about, so
bro, I do have a job. I was watching it during my job, so.
You mean the job where you're supposed to answer phones, but really you sit there on your phone and do nothing at the tech department?
No, I sold a computer while I was watching the hockey game, so.
money. Boom.
Well, what kind of computer?
I don't remember. I think it was a service book, but who cares?
A service book? I don't even know what that is. So.
It's because you're dumb.
I know.
You're stupid, Ryan.
Only sometimes.
You know, Joe Pavelski is good at hockey. Okay.
Know, right? Yeah, you know who wasn't stupid?
4 points? Are you kidding me? Again? What is happening?
He's going for the Calder. We already said that.
It seems like it, because like, he should have stopped by now.
I know.
Like, you know, this does not make sense.
You know, if it wasn't for Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl in Edmonton, everybody would be talking about Joe Pavelski and how he's playing. He's 36 years old. He is 36 years old, and he's leading the Stars with 14 points and 7.
He's basically dead.
when it comes to hockey players, it definitely is. So. He's gotten even 7 for both goals and assists so far this season. And, you know, Bonus had an interesting comment in the postgame show. Yeah, it's great that he's putting up all these points and everything, but that's not even the thing that Bonus really cared about. It's the character that he's showing, and it's the leadership that he's showing on this.
Well, yeah, that's the real big thing, because that's not his job, right? Like, we didn't sign him.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't sign him to score all the goals on our team, but, I mean... He's the point leader right now, so, I mean, I'd be fine with that. No Tyler Seguin. We got a Joe Pavelski to fill the slot, but...
He's got over 20 minutes of ice time per game average right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. He's 36 and has 20 minutes per game? Well, what is going on?
Well, when he's scoring at an average of 2 points per game, then...
Put him back on the ice, man.
Yeah, the way he's playing demands him to be out there, but there's like... there's no way he should be keep going out there. This game, he at least got a little bit of a break. He got 15-40 tonight, it looks like. But, the past three, he had 20.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's just because we have a Ben back.
We just got to accept the fact that that he's better than we thought he was going to be. We bought him for the playoffs last year. We knew we bought him for the playoffs. That's what we said. It took him a year to get acclimatized, his only – first time out of San Jose, right? And now he's just on fire. That's what it seems like.
It seems like it took him that year to figure it out, and now he's fully figured out where he slots in on this team. And
he
lit up
the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't expect this kind of scoring to keep going. I mean, it's obviously not at this pace, because he is like at 140-point pace right now in a 56-game season. But so that's obviously not going to happen. But like, if he can keep any kind of similar pace to this, that would be outstanding.
I mean, and we really didn't expect this out of him at all. Like, not even the slightest. And we all knew that he was going to...
Maybe we should have.
And I mean, maybe you're right. but it seems like he's got himself the perfect situation for his age and where he's supposed to be right now.
It's called a John Klingberg.
Yeah, that helps too. Yeah, so
it does seem like Klingberg is always assisting his goals. So both of them tonight were from Klingberg, but it seems like throughout the games it's been Klingberg.
It's been Klingberg, yeah. So let's talk about that connection between the defenseman that Joe Pavelski used to have, and then you know, now that slot has been filled by John Klingberg. So when he was in San Jose, he had that connection with Brent Burns, who is arguably one of the best offensive defensemen in the league. Maybe not so much recently, but definitely over a course of the past 5 years. And that's what made Joe Pavelski, you know, score 37 goals as a 34-year-old. So it was just all those steps out in front. So I think it just took a while for specifically Klingberg to set up that chemistry and that relationship with Pavelski before that they could connect on those goals. And now, you know what would be even scarier is that if Miro can start doing that as well. So, I mean, can you imagine having two people able to throw the puck through bodies and you just got to get your stick on it and hope it deflects in?
Yeah.
That would be absolutely legit.
Yeah, it seems like, so we've seen Razor the past couple of games kind of continue to point out how Klingberg seems to always get it past that first shot blocker. So maybe that really is what's helping Pavelski's point streak right now, because it really, I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like they're all deflections, though. It seems like mostly he's shooting, right?
Two tonight
were deflections. Identical. But the other ones seemed to be just shots. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Tonight, definitely having a great deflector and a great, I don't know what you'd call it, deflector setup shot. I don't know. But
setup man.
Yeah, having a great setup man to get past the first shot blocker is definitely a good recipe.
You know what I thought was funny was both of his shots stole tips from Radulov. Radulov could have tipped either of those. Rads could have had a goal there. And at the end of the game, he's skating for the empty net. What does he do? Dumps it off to Radulov. Gives it to Rads. Lets Rads get a goal. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yep, that was really cool. And, I mean, he could have gotten the hat trick.
We were yelling at the screen, shoot it, shoot it! He just passes to Radulov. Like, oh, come on.
I know, yeah.
But then I thought about what had happened earlier and went, oh, well, maybe.
Yeah, that's just payback for the goals that he stole from Radulov.
That first one went through Rad's hands. I mean, it went between his stick and his hands, between his hands, and just right into the goal. Wow, cool.
Okay, cool. I like that. So, and like you said, that second goal was literally identical. And obviously the second one was a power play goal, but regardless, it was
like same shot. Same side, Radulov taking the eyes away from the goalie, and boop, right in the short side of the net.
Right, perfect. And I was literally looking, watching it, and kind of glancing back and forth with what I was doing. And I looked back, and they're showing a replay of the first goal. And then I look at the score, and I'm like, wait, what happened? The exact same goal. So I was really confused for a second. So,
it was awesome. Good tips, bye.
Joe Pavelski has been the star of this team, you know, at the beginning of the season. And, you know, we all said that at the beginning of the season, if we were going to even have a remote shot of being a top team in this division, that Hudobin was going to have to be our best player. And Hudobin's been great. And Ottinger had a good game tonight, too. But by far, Joe Pavelski has been our best player so far,
yeah,
period.
That's definitely
on,
true.
On the defensive side of the puck, on the offensive side of the puck, he's noticeable all over the ice. He's getting the tips like he did when he was in San Jose, and it's finally making that connection that he was originally thought to have when we first signed him.
Let's remind everybody from the preseason podcast that Chris was right. We needed one of the many amazing players that we have to start scoring goals the way that they totally can. And that has been Joe Pavelski and Denis Gurianov so far this season.
Well, and get this stat.
And that's why we're winning so many games, is because we got two guys going right now. And pretty much all the forward, like, no one's in a slump right now that should be scoring goals.
Here's
we always get six goals, right?
Yeah, right.
So that's funny you mentioned that, because that was the stat I was going to point out. This is something I saw on Twitter. So this is the third time this season in seven games that the Stars have scored six or more goals. Last season?
Two.
It took us all the way till we had, I think it was 54. We had 54 games before we had three games with six or more goals. And we've done it in the first seven.
I like this better.
Do you think Bonus has done something with the Stars team and kind of involved this defense? I think so.
Definitely it is. Yeah. I 100% give that to Bonus. Finding the offense through the defense was the big thing in this one, I think. Because we have the best defenseman in the league, in my opinion. But so really finding a way to make the offense go through them first was the big key, because they were already great defenders, and we know they were great puck movers too. But just changing the whole offense to where that's the main focus, and it's not just forecheckers trying to make nice passes to each other. Mm-hmm. It's forecheck the puck, get it to the defenseman, and that's how our forecheck goes, and that's how our sloppiest offense works, which is.
And who cares?
Honestly, the way you can show how good a team is, though.
Right, yeah.
If your sloppy offense works that well, then it's pretty dang good.
Now, the Stars are not going to score highlight reel goals like you see with the Edmonton Oilers, or if you see with the Carolina Hurricanes. They've got those huge skill guys, and we do have those guys. We do. They're not as highly skilled as Svechnikov or McDavid or McKinnon or these guys that are on these giant, you know, cup contending teams. But this team plays with a different style that we don't have to have like a giant superstar to lead this team. And right now, Bonus has, and I give full credit and full props to Bonus for what he's done. When he was put in an absolute terrible situation, his head coach is fired for alcoholism, for alcohol problems, for alcohol abuse. And then he basically keeps that structure of that team until the pause happens. And then when the pause happens, he goes back through all the tapes and he decides to make it that structure, which worked for that team, and find some way to get an offensive output out of that team, even though it was a defensive structure team. And he did it. And there's not many coaches that can, you know, completely switch like that, get thrown into a situation like that, and be able to get the output that he has. So I'm really happy for him, because he's obviously getting towards the end of his career, since he's in his 70s and, you know, he's getting up there. He's been coaching for 5 decades. So full props to him for finding all this. So let's talk about something that I really want to mention is we kind of already talked about this, and this is why I'm bringing this up. But the effort that we saw in this game compared to the games that we saw in Carolina, especially the first 4 periods out of those 2 games against Carolina, was tremendously different. And, Chris, you mentioned it. We were throwing the pucks deep. We were going and getting them, throwing them up to the defenseman. Klingberg, someone shooting it from the point. We're getting tips. It's going and getting garbage goals. Who cares? It's going in the net. And that's what we weren't doing against Carolina. So I absolutely love the effort that they showed tonight and the way they changed their style of play tonight.
Yeah, and we definitely saw that transition in that second Carolina game, right? So we saw them go from doing the same thing in the first game in the first period, second period to kind of figure it out, and the third period to kind of mounted a comeback. So I think that they definitely held on to that and translated that into this game really well. So it seems like whatever it was, they pushed past it, and they've gotten back to playing Stars hockey, because from the get-go, we were on them, and it was awesome.
I think it's a testament to the skill of the Hurricanes, number one. Hurricanes are just faster than we are. And when we tried to skate with the Hurricanes, we lost. And when we manned up, and we started putting bodies on the Hurricanes, we started kicking the little pansies onto the ground, knocking them over. They're like, oh, wait, I can't skate by them anymore. Here, let me try tripping again. Tripping penalty. Tweet me. Oh, little wusses. That, I was yelling at that TV, that game. I know this is not that game, but it made me so angry. Because we were not hitting. And the beginning of this game, we did a little bit of that skating around garbage, and it wasn't as bad an outcome because we're faster than the Blue Jackets. But I really want them to stick with the let's knock them on their butts and don't let them speed by us. And once we figured that out, that second game against Carolina was fun. That was a good game.
Yeah, and you definitely see the defense is much better in this game. We double them up on block shots. We have a decent amount of hits. It's 10, but, I mean, again, that's kind of scorekeeper stuff, I think. I saw way more than 10 hits, but, you know, very subjective. It's 10 to 12 hits. So again, that same thing with giveaways. Scorekeepers can be very subjective with those. But it did seem like a really well-defended game, even though we also got 6 goals, except for that first half of the third period, which looked kind of sloppy. They were trying to milk it a little bit, but you can't really blame them when you're up by 4 goals.
Now, I will mention this, that like Chris mentioned, we were actually out-hit, according to the scorekeeper. So we were out-hit.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, but
regular season scorekeepers get pretty lazy.
Yeah, sometimes, but... Go ahead,
Dad. Go ahead. No, compare it to last game. We didn't hit like the last game, right?
Yeah.
So,
they weren't losing.
Right, exactly. Well,
they were harder on the puck. There was more physicality to the game, which is the
right. I guess that's the word. It's physicality more than hitting, right? Yeah. So it was harder forechecking than hitting. So that might be what my eyes are seeing that the scorekeeper didn't, but. Whatever.
Right, and we were getting especially when we were down in the offensive zone and the puck was being controlled by the Blue Jackets, we were sending that extra guy in there to try and put some pressure on them and to where they could not get it out of their zone. And that was something, you know, even sporadically watching the game that I was noticing left and right. It was, I mean, just constantly, just forecheck, put pressure, and then they wouldn't be able to get it out of their zone. It'd take them 3 or 4 chances, and then they'd have to just, you know, loop the puck out of the zone, and then we get the possession of the puck back, and it's going straight back towards their net. So, it was just the way they play that needs to be a team game. It's great when players like Pavelski and Ben and whoever get these points and everything, and I love the way Pavelski has been playing, but this is a team. There's not like a superstar player on this team. That's what makes this... The Dallas Stars such a great team to watch.
Yeah. It was another very good Dallas Stars hockey game.
Great.
They played it the way they wanted to the whole time, and they did everything that they have to do correctly to be a dominant hockey team. And here they completely outmatched the Blue Jackets.
Did you see the pass from Radulov to Gurianov for Gurianov's goal? It didn't look like a pass. I thought it just came out of the front of the crease right to Gurianov's stick, and I was like, how did that happen? And saw it on the replay and went, Radulov just slap past it from the front of the net. It bounced off the goalie. Rads had the puck right in front, and instead of shooting it on goal, he passes it out to the top of the circle to Gurianov, and that's how Gurianov got the goal.
I'm going to have to go look at that. I thought it pinballed around in there.
It was sick. I was just like... No way! And I saw the replay. That was Rad's pass. So pretty cool.
Now, see, I knew we had that.
Possibly it was an accident. I couldn't see like what he was doing in front there, right? But whatever it was, it looked like a direct pass to Gurianov, and he was wide open with an empty net. So I'm giving him credit tonight.
All right. So you know somebody that we haven't really talked about, Chris. We've talked about him a little bit, but. He shows up on the score sheet a lot. My captain, Jamie Benn with a goal and 2 assists tonight.
Yeah, outstanding since he came back.
I mean,
the first game back, he was crazy good. Tonight, he was really good. He looked good all over the ice. So, yeah, very happy to have a Jamie Benn back. He looks like he's playing way better than he did the past 2 seasons. Hopefully, he can keep that up.
Right, and it was interesting. They had the top 2 lines. It was different than it has been. In the first 4 games of the season when we were on a 4-game winning streak. So they threw Ben on a line with Radulov and Pavelski, and then Dickinson played with Hintz and Gurianov. And that seemed to work, especially for the old guys. So it's like we had the old guy line and the new guy and the young guy line. And, you know, when you really think about that...
Go old guys.
I know. So I know the old guys, and I know that... you know, Razor was saying that was the top line for the Stars, but that second line is still just as scary as the quote unquote top line. So it's almost like we have 2 really good.
Yeah, bring Sagan back on one of those,
and
right?
Like, right now the second line is especially good too because Gurianov is playing outstanding right now. Mm-hmm. So is Hintz actually. Like I predicted, he's been making some great assists. Shut up, Ryan. Go watch it on YouTube if you want to know. He's been having some great assists, so I've been very happy with the playmaker, Roope Hintz.
He has shown up. He has now. I think the first couple of games after he was out, he was still trying to get his feet back under him, but he was noticeable tonight. Very noticeable tonight.
I go back to Jamie Benn with the previous game hit on Staal. The puck was almost close enough. I mean, sort of.
Almost close enough.
But that we needed somebody to step up after that first period and get us into the right mindset, and that's what he did. Yeah, I got the penalty on it that time, but
we killed it off.
That was the beginning of the kill,
and that's what turned it. That's what turned the game around. So
it was.
Though it's obviously not a legal hit, sometimes you've got to swing emotion. Like fights aren't legal either. So a fight would have been the same kind of thing. So
we haven't seen that yet this year. I was really wanting something like that.
Yeah, with the new NHL, it's almost not worth it. Just like getting one of your top goal scorers out for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I understand why it's not worth it. So it's. Fighting in hockey is weird now. I think it still has its place for when your team is really in need of something, but you can do the same thing and get a minor penalty for interference.
All right.
That's sad.
I know that we're only playing interdivisional games this year and everything, and I know he's 42, but please, just once, I would love to see a fight between Alexiak and Chara. Just once. Just once. I mean, Chara is 6'8". 265 pounds, and Alexiak is 6'7", 255 pounds.
You should write to them and
once,
tell them.
I would love
just tell them. Just write to them and say, hey, we really want to talk about this. We've talked about it on our podcast, and we really want you guys to go at it. So do it for us.
Just once. I would love to see it. But I think this is his last year anyways. But, man, I would love to see it. Maybe in the playoffs. We'll see.
That's right. Who knows?
All right. So next stat.
We're winning 7-1. Maybe you can go beat him up. Kind of.
I'd be fine with that. That'd be fine. That's another thing. That's fine. Another stat I want to point out tonight. How many times do you think Bonus said just throw the puck at the net tonight and just see what happens? We actually had a season high 33 shots on goal tonight. Versus the Columbus Blue Jackets 26. We have not had a game over 30 shots besides this game at the beginning of the season.
We haven't had a game over 30 shots, and we have three games with over six goals.
That is exactly what I was thinking too. I was just like, how does
that
work?
That is insane. That shows how great our shots are. Like the
Nashville,
shots that we take are always really good.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Does it matter?
I mean,
you're scoring that often, you're doing something right, no matter what the hockey team is.
Okay, Nashville can still be seen as a comeback team this year, and a lot of people picked them to make the playoffs even over the Stars. So I didn't. So no.
A lot of people.
Says
the guy who put the Stars fourth.
And then you
behind
know what's
the
funny?
Blue Jackets. Whatever.
I knew put them behind these same
right,
Blue Jackets.
I was gonna get this.
Oh, man.
The ones that we just played tonight.
Yeah,
you know,
what
the ones
was
that look really bad.
Okay, no, okay.
The really bad team.
I knew I was gonna hear it tonight.
No, wait. There was a bright side from the Blue Jackets. Our favorite player scored. Seth Jones. Yay!
Yeah, that's true.
The jerseys.
I want this to happen every night. I want us to win by 3 goals and Seth Jones to score.
Yeah, well, I thought the jerseys were the highlight for the Blue Jackets tonight.
Oh, those jerseys are ugly. I'm sorry.
I was expecting to see Chara with those jerseys.
No, yeah. When I first and Chris can back me up on this, because when we did a podcast, we weren't even intending to talk about the reverse retro jerseys, and then we just kind of went on a 30-minute random tangent on these jerseys. And the Columbus jersey was actually one of my favorites. But when I saw it on the ice, I was like, that thing is ugly.
It just looks like a Capitals jersey.
It does.
Like the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they're an all red.
The Columbus Capitals. The
Columbus Red Jackets.
Red Jackets. No,
the
I
Red
do,
Coats.
Now,
well,
it's
a reverse retro, right?
Reverse retro. They went from American to British. Reverse.
Extra reverse for that. So, all right. I do have Seth Jones.
Different
on my
wars,
face.
Too, right?
I don't know, dude. It was one of those wars, one of the shooty things.
Okay, so anyway, so what's even funnier that is that we haven't even mentioned his name tonight, because this was probably the biggest, you know, storyline of the evening coming in, not even talking about the Stars and the fact that they're 4-1-1 coming into the game. Patrick Laine makes his debut with the Columbus Blue Jackets, along with Jack Roslovic, together for the first time, and nowhere to be seen.
I think somebody mentioned Laine earlier, didn't they?
Did we? I don't think we did.
I thought we said something about Laine, but who cares?
Maybe we did.
I think it might have been me.
Well,
yeah, he wasn't very noticeable.
Starkiller?
No, he wasn't.
Question mark?
Yeah, I mean that's to be expected when you're just thrown on the line.
I mean, like, yeah,
he didn't even have practice yesterday. He had a morning skate, and then he said, "Okay, go play."
Yeah, and he went,
okay.
Yeah, went and played with their best players, just like right like that. So. It is going to take some time for him to get adjusted to the Columbus Blue Jacket system. And it's going to be really interesting with John Tortorella because, you know, John Tortorella is probably the most animated coach in the NHL when it comes to, like, media interviews and stuff like that. So we'll see how that goes with him. Hopefully he never gets going for the Stars. I thought for once we finally got rid of him this year. Like, we finally got rid of him. We don't have to play him this year unless somehow – we make it to the semifinals in the playoffs, and so does Winnipeg. And then he gets traded to Columbus, who happens to be in our division this year. So I was like, of course, really. So I was like, thank you, Jarmo Kekalainen, and whoever the Winnipeg person is. And
yeah. The Winnipeg person. Gosh, I hate you.
I don't remember
Winnipeg person.
You're going to have to say his name, that other name again, because that was
Yeah, that's the only reason why I remember his name. It's so much fun to say. Jarmo Kekalainen. Jarmo Kekalainen. Jarmo Kekalainen.
I like the Winnipeg person better. That's way more fun to say.
That's
oh, Shovel Day Off. Shovel Day Off. That's his name. Shovel Day Off is his last name. Okay.
Last talking point. We want to talk about Otter.
Sure. He had a good game. What did y'all think?
I did not think he had a good game.
I thought it was okay.
I mean, I thought he was fine. He made all the saves he had to make, but like, he didn't make any big saves.
He made a couple of good saves. Now that second goal,
he made a couple of good saves.
Yeah, nothing like Dobby style, like the couple of saves that we've seen from him, like in the last minute of the game or right before overtime or whatever. But especially that second goal, the second goal, I wish he had not gone for the poke check on that one. But I forget which one it was that he was screened. That it was either the first.
Yeah, that was the third one.
The third one.
It was. I think it was the first and the third one.
Well, especially the third one was not his fault. He just couldn't see.
Yeah.
So
it's not his fault, but I mean, I don't know. I just it seems like he doesn't have much experience like fighting for vision. You know, that's kind of a big thing with NHL goalies. So it seems like he's not real adept at that. So hopefully that's something he can figure out, especially from Dobby, who's really good at that. So.
Well, and especially since Dobby is 5'11", so he has to be good at that because he's so short.
Exactly.
NHL standard-wise. And then, you know, Jay Gottinger is 6'5", so is big. Yeah,
there's a lot of 6'5 guys in the NHL, though.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a good point. That's something that he can learn from Dobby. And Razor even mentioned it when they were talking about it. It just comes with age sometimes when you're going through this. It's really hard to get game action where, you know, you've got 3-4 bodies in front of you and you're trying to locate the puck.
And I'm glad they gave him this game to – I mean, he needs that consistent playing time to be able to figure all that stuff out. And hey, nice to get two wins under his belt early, and second win here, and his team's playing in front of him. Didn't have to face too many really good shots,
right.
You know, and goal support more than.
Yeah.
If, I mean, if they're going to give him 5 goals every time, we should probably play him every game.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
The team has played really well in front of him for both the games he's played. And I think it definitely is good that they've put both goalies kind of on a more regular schedule, it seems like, just to get him more reps and Dobby more rest. And I think that's totally worth it because, like we talked about in the preseason, I was kind of expecting Dobby every night unless he played last night.
That he got to play today. I think people were kind of surprised that they pulled that out. And we lost you, Chris. Restate.
Oh. Hockey good. Otter good. We all good. Good night. All right. Stars win.
Yeah, Stars win. We'll catch you guys again on Thursday. Same thing, same place, same time, I think, probably, against the Blue Jackets.
Go old, guys.
Yeah, go old, guys. They are the difference makers tonight.
Old guys win, 6-3.
6-3. Go and follow us on Twitter, StarcasticR. You can follow us, like us on Facebook, Sarcastic Remarks. You can also find us on our YouTube channel, where we're trying to post more videos daily. But we'll see how that goes. And then you can also follow us on our Instagram. Chris, you got anything else to say?
More hockey's on Thursday at 7 Eastern time.
7 Eastern, so 6 Central. Dad, you got anything to say?
Kill the Blue Jackets. There's no way they're ever going to be third in our division.
Third in the division. Imagine.
I'm okay for them proving me wrong.
Seems like Ryan's been real happy about being wrong recently, everybody.
I'm okay with that.
Right. Give it to them in the Apple reviews section. Give us a 4-star just because our host is so bad at predictions.
Along with Dad and with Chris, I'm Ryan. Good night, everybody. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Good night.